In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning, everybody. I'd like to speak to you about the reading that we heard from the first letter of John just a few minutes ago. I'd like to think about a couple of phrases. One, that John doesn't quote it, but it's kind of lying behind his what he's saying, and that is from Isaiah, "By his stripes we are healed." And also what John does say, and that is, we know that we are God's children now, but what we shall be is yet to be revealed. I want to think about those things. The other day I was listening to this, there's a couple of podcasts that I kind of listen to every week, maybe in a kind of, you know, obsessive kind of way. But anyway, I was listening to this one. And the guy who's one of the co-hosts of this podcast he was very publicly fired from a major American network for doing his job, basically. Really well-known journalist. And he was talking a little bit, kind of alluding to some difficult times that he'd been through in his life, that he ended up getting divorced as well, which was terrible for him. But he said, "I always remember what a friend of mine who's a behavioral economist," I don't quite know what that is, but anyway, behavioral economist, said to me, and that is this. He said, "When we think about people, we go, we don't think people are stupid, we think life is hard." And so the reason I think of this is that John is writing a letter. If you listen carefully, there's a lot of conviction in this letter. But John is writing a letter about a group of people who have just left his church community. And we don't know exactly what their motto is, but if they had a motto, it might be, yes, you are stupid, and life isn't that hard. The reason being, you know, if you find life difficult, it's just because you're not spiritual enough. You know, if you have troubles in your life, and there's difficulties, and there's stress as well, Jesus came into the world, and his life wasn't all that stressful, and he was just full of glory all the time, full of joy and glory, and so we're just like him, you know. So we need to leave and start another church that's full of spiritual people. So you guys are just a bunch of losers, let's face it. So we need to start full of church, start with spiritual people who are more like Jesus, you know, who don't, aren't weighed down by the struggles of life. And he said, and they're kind of going, well, the other problem is that you guys kind of sin from time to time. Sorry, we just quit sinning. We don't sin anymore. And so we'd rather be with other people who don't sin. John is rightly concerned about what's happening in his community that he has founded. This may be the John who wrote the Gospel of John itself. I'm not sure, but it may be. And so they like to quote, in this community, they'd like to quote the beginning of the Gospel of John, which you will remember is, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And then it talks about the glory and the light that comes from Jesus coming into the world. And they're going, that's the part we like. And he's kind of responding to this and what they're thinking and the way they view the world, the way they view Jesus. You may notice at the beginning of this reading, it sounds kind of familiar. It also starts off in the beginning. We declare to you what was from the beginning. Very similar, right? We declare to you what was from the beginning. But then he continues, and he goes, perhaps I should have been more specific when I was writing this, because you seem to have gotten the wrong idea about what I was saying about Jesus. And so then he says this, You guys kind of think Jesus floats above everything, and floated above everything, and you kind of think that we're just going to float above everything, or we're a bunch of kind of spiritual losers. So he adds this: what we have heard and what we have seen with our eyes and what we have looked at and touched with our hands. Heard, saw, looked at, and touched. This is the word of life. So that might remind us of something else. And what it might remind of is the gospel reading that we just heard, right? Where Jesus comes in, the risen Jesus comes in, I was talking to the kids about this, comes in, and the people are afraid, and he comes in, he says, peace be with you, and he shows them his hands and his side, he shows them his wounds, and he even says to Thomas, and we often think Jesus is chastising Thomas. He's not chastising Thomas. He's condescending to Thomas. He's reaching down to Thomas, and he's saying, here, touch me. You know, look at me, listen to the words I'm saying, touch me. Put your hands, put your finger in the nail, where the nails were. Put your hand in my side, where the spear was. Reach out. Because by these stripes you were healed. So, to these guys, you know, who are thinking, well, we're just kind of floating above everything. Jesus was human, but just kind of human, and we're just kind of human as well. And, you know, life is easy if you just have the right attitude, and we don't sin anymore. John has a very simple word to these folks, which you may have heard. He says, you are liars. And he's saying you are liars. He's saying, well, you're right. You are right in this respect, that we are now children of God. It's true what you're saying. We are now children of God. But, well, what we shall be has not yet been revealed. In other words, we're not so perfect yet. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. And the part about sinning, and he's a very interesting way of putting this, he says, you're right. Those who united with Jesus and are true children of God do not sin. But when we do, so I kind of go, yeah, of course we're not going to sin. But when we do, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation, the saving sacrifice for our sins. So he's saying, this is a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie that Jesus wasn't human, which you seem to be claiming. It's a lie that we're not human. It's a lie that Jesus' wounds don't matter, and it's a lie that you don't have your own wounds, because we all have our own wounds. And John, by this time, who had been through a lot of persecution and suffering, could testify himself to what it means to suffer and to have wounds. So he says, well, don't pretend. Don't pretend. You don't need to pretend. You don't need to pretend that you're so spiritual that you're never going to suffer and you're never going to sin. Because look at Jesus' own wounds. By these wounds, we are healed. This is the source of your life. So we may get discouraged about ourselves from time to time. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. We might get a little discouraged about ourselves. I don't know, as human beings. We might even get discouraged about ourselves as Christians. We're going, yeah, I thought of, but by this point in my life, since my goal is for people to have named churches after me after I die, by this point, I thought I would have made more progress. Right? And John says, that would be great if it were all about your own power and your own strength and your own spirituality. What would Luther say? We are sinners.
And saints.
Luther says, nice to have a Lutheran here in the front row. You can say it, can you say it in Latin?
Simul justus et peccator.
We are completely sinners and we are completely saints at the same time. We are completely human, inadequate, still sinful, but God looks at us and he sees the face of his anointed when he looks at us. So we may feel discouraged about ourselves sometimes. We haven't reached the attainment that we might have wanted to. But John says to us, well, but you're not made right with God by what? By your own actions or by how spiritual you are. You are made right by the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And we may say, well, you know, I still sin. And I go, oh no, you still sin? You're the only one. You're the only one. Oh, we better all get together and pray for you because you still sin. John says, oh, of course, Christians shouldn't sin. But when we do, we have an atoning sacrifice, Jesus Christ the righteous. So if we may feel discouraged about ourselves, sometimes we can say, it has not yet been revealed who we shall be. And when we sin, we have an atoning sacrifice in Jesus Christ the righteous. And maybe there's other areas in our life we feel discouraged about. I think this parish is fantastic. Maybe some, there's aspects of it that aren't perfect, but we are children of God. What we will be has not yet been revealed. God continues to be at work in us, bringing into his fullness and perfection. So the guy that I was talking about, this isn't about religion at all, but the guy that I was listening to, rather, on this podcast, is a devout Anglican. And he said, my sister, I wish I could do his West Virginia accent, but that would just be embarrassing for everybody. He said, my sister always says to me during my difficult times that God leaves us breadcrumbs on the trail. You know, we don't get the full piece of bread, but just so that we know we're on the right trail, God leaves us breadcrumbs. And he's just about to get married. You know, it's a great joy to him. And he goes, and the Lord just left me a really big breadcrumb. I don't know if his wife feels about him speaking that way, but, and the Lord just left me a really big one. So in our imperfection, in our humanness, in our sinfulness, in our limitations, let's hear these words about Jesus, who is not floating above everything, but emptied himself to come and be with us. He says, hear, see, look at, and touch me, the word of life. That's what we're going to do in a minute, isn't it? When we put out our hands. We are going to hear the words. This is the body of Christ. We're going to see it. We're going to look at it. And we are going to touch the body of Christ itself, the crucified and risen body of Christ, because he wants to be with us, and because he became human to be with us. So let's remember this. By his stripes we are healed. We are children of God now, but what we shall be has not yet been revealed. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.